help us, your children, to understand the things that are necessary to make heaven our home, and let us preach and teach those to this dying and perishing generation. We'll also come asking you, dear Father, for those who have rule over us. We pray, dear Father, that you will help mankind to be willing to come and sit down at the table of brotherhood and study what thus saith the Lord, so all of us can be saved in the final confirmation of all things. We also ask you, dear Father, as we come before your mighty throne of grace, that you will help us to learn how to love one another, care for this world, learn how to be obedient servants, holding arm in arm and hand in hand, teaching the world what love and caring is all about. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to make us an example and let our light so shine that men and women will see our shining light and come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us take the time to show the kind of love to them that you showed for us when you went to the cross, preaching and teaching all things that are necessary to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, as we teach these things, that we will never turn back into this world. We will not fall in love with this present world, but we will march on forward to glory, letting the world know that we belong to you and to you alone. We're also praying, dear Father, that we will find ways to extend our loving arm around our brothers and our sisters, that we will help them to care for the things that are necessary to make heaven their home. Help them to always be willing to lock arms with us and march on into glory, knowing that you are our Father. And if we've done all of these things that you have asked of us and have been found faithful in your sight, we ask that you will grant us a home and that up in better kingdom, where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.